Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by actor, producer, director, biker, lover, and lost boy. You've seen him in Grey's Anatomy, Rain, and heard him in Luca. His latest project is playing Detective Cole Ellis in Wild Cards on the CW. We welcome Giacomo Gianti.
Thank you so much for having me.
Giacomo, let's go beyond the mic. What makes Vanessa Morgan such a treat to be your character's foil every week?
Yeah, I think she just has a bubbly, positive, exciting energy within her, even when she's still, that is really captivating. And I think that's something not just as an actor that sort of gets me going, but also my character. Like, there's something that sort of a mystery that he can't solve within her.
How is Wild Cards different than any other cop show?
That's a great question, because, you know, the thing that I like to say is, you know, the sort of model of our show is something we've seen many times, right? A guy paired with a girl solving crimes. You know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. So whenever these shows come out, it's really like, well, what are you doing with that model? That's where the writers bring that originality, right? And so we've paired a cop with a con artist, which is new. And we've also added this neat mechanism where each episode is themed or sort of a nod to a famous film or a television show. And within that, we get to kind of play with music, costume, disguises. And each episode kind of feels like a different world visually, which has been really cool, because a lot of times these shows, like every episode just kind of looks the same. And so, you know, in the first episode back here in season two, our first episode is like a Fast and Furious episode. So we're in a street racing gang, and the colors are, you know, Fast and Furious and bright, and we have the music and everyone's in those kind of costumes of street racing gangs. And then episode two, we jump to a more like Yellowstone themed. So we're on a ranch, and Ali Sheedy plays a ranch manager of this town. And so we got like cowboys and horses and all that kind of stuff. So it gets the audience a really cool opportunity to feel a refresh every episode.
But no trust will ever exist between the two of you, right?
No, I mean, there is a trust built in season one, but I think, you know, at the end of season one, there was a trust that was broken. So I think season two is largely about putting that back together. I think the two of them have an undeniable connection, but it's whether they want to put the personal differences aside to pursue that. They know they make a good team, but sometimes their own feelings get in the way.
Have you ever met someone like Max in your real life?
I don't think I've met someone quite like Max. No, I can't say I have. She's pretty out there.
Time for the Rocky Nate. 8 random questions with Giacomo Gianti from Wild Cards on the CW. Giacomo, all you got to do is answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
I'll do my best.
For the Marvel Avengers video game, you voice Clint Barton. So who's your favorite superhero that isn't Hawkeye?
Spider-Man.
Restaurant in Rome that you love to eat at?
Ooh, Osteria Fortunata, which means the lucky osteria.
Thing from the Wild Card set that found its way home to your home?
a nice pair of jeans.
What's your favorite class from the Cardinal Carter Academy for the Arts?
Wow. Oh, man. Wow. Okay. I guess like my drama class, you know, I went to an arts high school, so that was kind of home. That was the safe place.
Who was your teacher?
Mrs. O'Brien.
Project that you didn't think got the respect that you thought it should have.
Well, so I did these films called Diabolik. Speaking of superheroes, we have our like most famous superhero in Italy, and his name's Diabolik. It was a comic book that was created by two women in the late 60s. Very Bond themed. Very sort of Sean Connery Bond 60s spy themed. And it's an incredible comic. And I did these movies in Italy, in Italian, a couple of years ago. And they were pretty well received over there because there's such a great fandom. But we weren't able to quite export and get distribution here in America. And I wish people in America could see these films because I think they're really special.
Best soccer match you've ever seen live?
Oh, I think it was 2007, I believe.
Who played?
Oh, God. I think it was 2007. It was the World Cup, and it was Italy, and we won. I remember I was in high school. Maybe it was 05 or 07. One of those years, Italy had won the World Cup, and I was in high school, and it was amazing, and the whole city of Toronto just exploded.
Last video game you played that you didn't voice something for?
The Last of Us 2. I just played the second one again because the second season of the show is coming out, and I wanted to kind of brush up on the story.
What's the one chore Nicole depends on you to do?
The kitchen. Everything in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah, that's like my domain.
So cook and clean.
No, not necessarily cook. Like, I will cook, but just the keeping it clean and orderly, doing the dishes, that's kind of like my thing.
And take out the garbage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's goes without saying.
We're sneaking in a couple more with Giacomo Giannitti from Wildcards on the CWB on the mic. He once said, quote, "Just a reminder today to everyone who is single or alone that the most important love of all, and the first one you should desire, is a deep love of yourself. Once that is found, the next one is surely on the way," unquote. How did finding love of yourself change the way you see love?
I just think if you're not kind of right with yourself, it's hard to welcome in other love. And like, love can mean friendship too, not just romantic love, just like good relationships and good people in your life. You know, I think when you're in a good place that you're happy with yourself, that's when you start attracting. And I think focusing on yourself is a really good way to attract other people, because I think when you're sort of actively looking for people, like very expressly looking, that's never really when you find those things. It's sort of those things that you stumble upon when you're not looking that are the best, oftentimes. And so, yeah, that's, I think, what I meant by that.
What's your favorite episode of Wild Card so far?
Ooh, I think probably our finale of this season. But yeah, we decided to make it like a two-parter, so it's almost feels like a little movie. It's like two episodes. The last two are sort of like one episode that are stretched over two to make it feel like really satisfying. So the story's longer, it's more in depth, there's a lot of action, it's very dramatic. So it's a nice departure from a lot of more comical, upbeat stuff. We kind of go quite dramatic at the end, and it was really, really, really fun to shoot.
Who inspired you to be an actor, and what would you tell them today?
Oh, I wish I could tell them. I don't know who it is specifically, whether it's, you know, you mentioned Lost Boy, because I wrote that because Hook is like one of my greatest inspirations of a film by Spielberg. And when I saw that, I think that was like my brain exploded and my mind opened to the possibilities of what could be done in cinema and theater and just storytelling in general. And so, yeah, Robin Williams or Spielberg, both of those people are sort of like my heroes. Robin has sadly passed. Spielberg's still here, and I still hold out that I'll get to work with him one day. But yeah.
Time for one big question with Giacomo Giannitti from Wildcards on the CW. Why did prioritizing your own mental health help you and the ones who love you?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's difficult for people to put into words how they're feeling and say and communicate that to others. And sometimes what might make sense to you doesn't make sense to others. And so finding a balance, whether it's therapy or just doing your own work on yourself, I think it helps you to be able to have better tools to communicate what you're feeling to other people so that they can better serve you and help you.
Mrs. O'Brien, you taught him right. He loves watching Italy win the World Cup in 2006. They want you to watch Wild Cards on the CW. Giacomo Giannitti, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.